That's in our white book, number 71. 71 in the white book. Good question. Why should he love me so? Only the Holy Spirit can answer that. Praise God. But let's give him a chance to make the love of Jesus real to us. Praise God.
Love sent my Savior to die in my stead. Why should he love me so? Meekly in Calvary's cross he was led. Why should he love me so?
In the white book.
Nails pierced his hands and his feet for my sin. Why should he love me so? He gave vision to win. Why should he love me so?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah.
It's good that we don't understand everything. Some people want to understand everything. Well, that's natural. And you talk to some people and they can explain everything in the Bible. No mysteries. How sad. How can you understand God with our little finite minds? When you think about the love of God, that God so loved, that he gave his son. And to think of the agony that he was willing to suffer. Calvary, we can understand from a natural standpoint, horrible. But when you think of what Jesus suffered spiritually, the separation from his Father, we can never understand what it means to bear this, all our sins upon himself on the cross, and to take our guilt and to take our shame. And I was reading about guilt and shame, and this author broke it down in this way, that guilt is feeling bad for the things that we do. We all know what guilt is. We've all experienced it. And shame is the feeling that we get because of who we are. You know, it's one thing to do wrong things, but then to ask yourself, what kind of person am I that would even do such a thing or think of such a thing? And we become ashamed of ourselves, and rightly so. But Jesus bore our guilt and our shame on Calvary. And then he comes to live in our hearts and make us new and worthy of God's presence in our life and so on. And so it's hard, we can't understand really what Jesus suffered on Calvary. It's beyond us, but we know that it's for us. It was for me he died, and for me he lives, and so on. And it's good for us. It's good for us to take time to meditate upon the things that are really beyond our understanding. Don't shy away from those things. Because what they do is they give you a greater sight of God, and they fill you with wonder. The wonder of it all. And we need that wonder in our life in relation to God. At Christmas time, we think of the incarnation. We meditate upon those scriptures and preach on them and so on. And who can understand the incarnation, the wonder of that, that God would come down and become one of us? How is that possible? And to live as a, we can't understand fully how it is that Jesus walked on this earth, that God in him was reconciling the world unto himself. And there are so many things about God that we read about in the Bible, and we have a sense of what they mean and a limited appreciation. But it's good that we let God show us the wonder of it all. And that's why I like that song, The Wonder of It All. Jesus is wonderful. And when you think of him, it fills you with wonder. And if you are not filled with wonder, then you must have a very small sight of him. God would like to give us a greater sight of Jesus that blows our mind, that extends beyond our comprehension. And we can appreciate things we don't understand. We can thank him for who he is and for what he's done, whether I fully comprehend it or not. Just to know this is much greater. I thank you for the love that I've experienced and the measure that I understand your love, but the thing that really thrills me is I know it's much greater than all of that, and I praise you for it. And so, again, don't shy away from things you don't understand in the Bible, but bring them to the Lord and say, Lord, show me the wonder of this. And Jesus will become more precious to you that way, and his love will become more real. And you'll spend less time thinking about yourself, and you'll think about that which is really worthy of our attention, and that's Jesus himself. Praise God.
Lord, we thank you for the wonder of your love. We thank you for the wonder of yourself. We've heard that the first love is the awakening of the soul to the wonder of Jesus himself. Maybe some of us haven't gotten there yet. Maybe all of us. But Lord, bring us into that first love experience where we're really filled with the wonder. We get a sight of this Jesus in a way that is beyond us. We need that, Lord. There are so many things we don't understand in this world, and even many of your ways, Lord, we can't always figure out. But that wonder just keeps us trusting, keeps us believing, keeps us moving on. And I pray that, that you'll do that in our lives. Bless the camp today, Lord. Let that wonder of Jesus, of his presence with us, be upon these grounds, Lord. Let many awaken somehow to the wonder of your love today. Lord, these young ladies down in the village, and even the little ones in the cottage, Lord, you can somehow awaken them to the fact that Jesus loves them as no one could ever love them. And Lord, just if that would dawn upon them, the whole course of their life would be changed, the whole direction. And we pray, Lord, for that in these lives, Lord. Here on the grounds of Pilgrim Camp, we pray that the Holy Spirit will do things that will guide our lives deeper into Jesus. Get us on your path, Lord. Cause the lights of the Holy Spirit to be planted in our hearts and to shine, to lighten our way deeper and deeper into Christ. Pray that you'll bless us here in Watch Rock. Thank you for the way in which you've been meeting us, Lord. And this morning, Jesus, we need you, and we open our hearts to you. And we pray that the Spirit of God will touch this one and touch that one. And just give us exactly what we need, Lord. You know about all our struggles and questions, doubts and disappointments. You know everything about our lives. And you know exactly how to minister to each one and bring us closer to yourself. And so we commit this meeting to you, Lord. We pray that you will have liberty to move and speak and work as you desire. Let Jesus be glorified in all these things. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Let's sing also out of the white book, My Hope is in the Lord. I know that's in here. We're not asking your age, Stephen. We were singing a song. Was I close? I don't even know.
You're getting warm.
Okay. 63 in the white, sure.
Of grace of all my sins.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Exceeding abundantly. Those are good words. Exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or even think. You don't have to tell God everything to do in your prayer, because He wants to do stuff that you couldn't even think of if you tried. And He's working on things that are far beyond us. Praise God. We're thinking in terms of my here and my now only, but He's thinking in terms of eternity. That hurts your brain when you try to figure that one out. Praise God. And so let's have great faith in a great God. What is your situation? Maybe it seems impossible. Maybe you can't figure out what to do or how to even pray for God to change it. Well, thank God you don't have to. We can commit it to Him. And with confidence, knowing that He knows exactly what to do, how to do it, when to do it, and He has all power in heaven and earth to bring it the change that's needed. Praise God. And so let's commit those things to Him. Even now, as we talk about these things, we should be dealing with God about these things that we're hearing in your personal life, your own situation. Lord, I give that to You. Not going to worry about it. Going to give it to You, not try to figure it out. Just give it to You, Jesus. And I'm going to praise You that You are working, that You will show us Your glory. I like when Jesus told Martha, He said, "Didn't I say to you, if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" And I thought about that so much. I thought, Lord, I don't know what to pray. Just all I can pray is, Lord, I believe You to show me Your glory. Show me how wonderful You are by untangling this mess that I've made, that I can't untangle. This web, Jesus, just show me what You can do. Nobody else can do anything about it, but show me Your glory. And so many times I've just resorted to praying that way. And I felt in my soul that was right. That's all I needed to do. Believe to see the glory of God. And so let's all believe to see His glory today. In your life and in the lives of others that we're praying for. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Wonderful, wonderful Lord.
Lord Jesus, we want to honor You this morning. We believe in Your word because You stand to Your word, and we will pass when we believe in You. I want to thank you for your grace that is new every morning, your mercy, your love that never changes.
Hallelujah.
People's love change, but you never change. That is so wonderful to know, Lord. I want to pray that you bless every one of us here in the camp and the ones who are leaving the way home, that you will be with them and bless them and keep them. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord. You believe together. Do not have your way.
Marvelous, infamous, matchless grace, freely bestowed on all who believe. You that alone came to see His face, will you this moment His grace receive?
Sing that first verse again.
Oh, that's the last verse.
Oh. I've been since last year. That was the last verse, wasn't it? Number 200, Marvelous Grace. Thank you.
his fullness have all we received, grace for grace, grace upon grace. There's no limit to that grace of God. That grace of God is Jesus coming to us and being in us what we cannot be, doing through us what only he can do. Praise God. It's not something God gives us, it's something he brings to us in the person of his Son. And the more we reach out to Jesus, the more he fills us with that wonderful grace of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I need that. I need that today. I need you today. Thank you, Jesus.
Still.